I want to talk a little bit about the issue of predictors of prognosis and also predictors of response in head and neck cancer.
We've seen preclinical data, and we've seen from tissue specimens, and Qian Eng has done this work as well as Luca Milas, that in fact a rich EGFR population can lead to worse outcomes. And so it makes sense if you can give a therapy that will decrease the EGFR expression or inhibit it so that it may optimize your therapy better against the cells. And that's one of the things that everybody's been looking for is predictive markers and what can we do up front. I think we are working on some prognostic factors, and EGFR expression is one of those. We know that it is a worse outcome. We know that overexpression of some of these ligands like TGF-alpha and others can also be prognostic factors. We know that things like rash can lead to good prognostic factors, but we don't know if we should continue to dose a drug like cetuximab until we get a rash. So the development of a rash due to therapy is harder to say. We cannot say that people will do better or not. We can just say that retrospectively, when we look, that patients who have higher grades of rash seem to live longer. And this has been pretty consistent with the cetuximab story throughout the different disciplines, including colon and others. HPV is now looking like a positive prognostic factor. So if you do have HPV, it seems like those patients will do better. And we've tried to search for other things as well. ERCC1 has been looked at, and again, because that may affect cisplatin, that's something logically to look at. And there was an abstract at ASCO looking at that in a retrospective manner and something that should be tested prospectively. We've searched for mutations in the head and neck area and haven't found those, and that's not surprising. Christine Chung has reported on FISH positivity, but again, it's hard to say how we're going to use that prospectively. And so many people have looked at different markers, and it's a little bit like lung cancer, where we're finding some things. However, we're not able to direct treatment based on any of these factors as of yet. But I can tell you the multiple analyses that have been done with colorectal, with prior head and neck cancer trials, and even a lung trial that we're going to publish soon, all show that higher grade of rash led to better survival.